Bodjev waded in and patted it.
Yik, yik, yik. Make 100 pies out of your car. Maybe 2.
Chitwife splashed in and cuffed his ear smartly.
Fwah! I'm not gonna cook that piece into pies. Back in a lick with him. Back in a lick, brothers.
As best they could, Nimbalo, Bodjev and Alfik dragged Tag from the water onto the cavern floor. He lay there exhausted and watched the shrews roll the eel off the ledge. It sunk limply into the depths until it was lost to sight. The shrew maid, Dinath, and her 3 sisters set about dressing Tag's shoulder, and then she clasped the otter's paw gratefully.
Thank you much, much, big fella. You saved this Dinath's life.
Nimbalo took the knife from Tag and cleaned it.
Sorry I took so long getting the net to you, matey. I had to pull Dinath out with it first, and by then you'd gone so far down we could hardly see you. I thought you was a goner that time, on me oath I did.
Tag grinned.
Well, I'm back now, handsome golden one.
Taking his blade back, he beckoned to Bodjev.
Yokar's dead now. Listen, friend, you're the chieftain here. You should never have let that happen to your own daughter.
Bodjev looked sheepish. He shrugged awkwardly.
Law. It was old Kegmob Law. Always be that away.
Tag jabbed his fat stomach with the knife handle.
Don't let it ever happen again. Sacrificing creatures' lives. What an awful idea. You're the chief. Make some new laws. The elves will still come back. You'll see.
Bodjev stuck out his stomach and shouted to the pygmy shrews.
Listen, all our cave mobs. I, chief, make lots of new law. No more yokar, no more dice. Snakey fish still come back, you see.
Halfick stepped up beside his father amid the cheering.
No more cave mobs die. Good on, daddy.
Bodjev cuffed his ear.
What I tell you, knitted.
Tag caught Bodjev's paw as he raised it again.
And no more ear smacking or name calling. It'll make life a lot nicer.
Alfik saw his father's footpaw starting to rise.
And no more tail kick,
he shouted. Bodjev stared at Tag in disbelief.
No more tail kick.
The otter shook his head.
No more tail kicks, ear smacks or name calls. The cave mob will be polite and live happily together. This is the law now. All who wish it this way, raise your paws and shout aye.
The response was thunderous. Paws waved wildly and roars of resounded throughout the cavern. Tag noticed that Bodjev was looking rather crestfallen. So he waited for the noise to die away and made another announcement.
This is the new law of Bodjev, mighty chief of the cave mob, whose name will be forever remembered among your tribe.
Cheering themselves hoarse, the pygmy shrews waved their clubs and danced around the big otter as he carried Bodjev shoulder high around the cavern.
You're big and be wise, friend.
Alfik whispered to Nimbalo.
Look at Daddy, he's smiling, smile, lads.
The harvest mouse feigned a yawn and sat himself down.
So he should be, mate. I taught him everything he knows.